USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is criticizing a project in New York City. It's located right near Trump Tower, saying it denigrates Fifth Avenue. Here's more on the story from correspondent John Hunt.
The city of New York has now painted a Black Lives Matter mural outside Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan. Mayor Bill de Blasio joined in, along with his wife, Shirlene McRae, and the Reverend Al Sharpton. Now, Trump lived in Trump Tower before he took office as president, but has spent little time there since. He changed his official residence to Florida last year. However, his business empire is still headquartered in Trump Tower.
Tropical Storm Fay is moving north in the Atlantic, currently off the mid-Atlantic coast. It's heading to the northeast in New England, where it will dump several inches of rain today into tonight. The storm also causing dangerous rip currents along East Coast beaches. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin wants to put more coronavirus stimulus money into Americans' pockets. Mnuchin telling CNBC yesterday that he's working to get a measure passed by Congress. Well, he's avoided doing so since the pandemic began, but President Trump says he will wear a face mask this weekend when he visits injured soldiers and first responders at the Walter Reed Medical Center near Washington.
I expect to be wearing a mask when I go into Walter Reed. You're in a hospital setting. I think it's a very appropriate thing. I have no problem with a mask.
Harley Davidson plans to cut 700 jobs, but the motorcycle maker has not said where most of those cuts will come, announcing yesterday what it calls a rewire. The state of Tennessee is saluting country music pioneer Charlie Daniels today. His funeral is being held in Murfreesburg, and flags are flying at half-staff across the state in honor of the singer who passed away on Monday at 83. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The United States sanctioned a top member of China's Communist Party, along with three other senior officials, and a Chinese entity involved in the systematic human rights abuses of Muslim minorities in China's western province of Xinjiang. The action is likely to ratchet up already high tensions between the U.S. and China. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement, "The United States will not stand idly by as the CCP carries out human rights abuses targeting members of minority groups in Xinjiang." The Trump administration has likened China's mass detention of more than 1 million Muslims to the worst human rights abuses since the 1930s, when 6 million European Jews were killed in the Holocaust. Apprehensions by U.S. immigration officials at the southern border rose by over 30% in June, even as Mexico and Central American countries continue their coronavirus lockdown measures and the Trump administration uses emergency authorities to rapidly expel many unauthorized immigrants. U.S. authorities along the border with Mexico made over 32,000 apprehensions last month, up from over 20,000 in May, according to Customs and Border Protection stats. Nearly 89% of those apprehended were expelled to Mexico or their home countries under a public health directive that was giving border officials the power to swiftly bounce migrants off of U.S. soil without having to process them under immigration and asylum laws. Remember, you can listen online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.